The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Second Canto, Chapter Number 4, Text Number 23. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari. Recorded on January 11th, 2012, in Santiago, Chile.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhutai Mahadvi Iya Ima Pura Vibhu Nirmaya Shete Yadamushu Purusha Bhunkte Gunan Shodasha Shodash Sadashatmaka Sa Alankrishishta Bhagavan Vashanshi May Bhutair Mahadbir Yaima Puro Vibhur Nirmaya Shete Yadamushu Purusha
Nirmaya Shete Yadamushu Purusha
Bhunkte Gunan Shodada Shodashatmaka
Bhunkte Gunan Shodashatmaka
Salankrishishta Bhagavan Vachangshime
Salankrishishta Bhagavan Vachangshime
Bhutair Mahadvir Yaima Puro Vibhur
Bhutai Mahadvirya Ima Puro Vibhur
Nirmaya Shete Yadamushu Purusha
Nirmaya Shete Yadamushu Purusha
Bhunkte Gunan Shodada Shodashatmaka
Bhunkte Gunan Shodashatmaka
Salankrishishta Bhagavan Vachangshime
Salankrishishta
Bhutai,
by the elements,
por los elementos,
Mahadbi, of material creation,
de la creación material,
ya, he who,
aquel que,
Ima, all these,
todos estos.
Buddha,
bodies,
cuerpos,
Vibhu, of the Lord,
el Señor,
Nirmaya,
for being set up,
para ser establecido,
Shete, lie down,
se acuesta.
Yadamushu, one who incarnated.
Aquel que se encarnó.
Purusha, Lord Vishnu.
Señor Vishnu.
Bhunkte, causes to be subjected.
Hace que se someta.
Gunan, the three modes of nature.
Las tres modalidades de la naturaleza.
Shodasha, in 16 divisions.
En 16 divisiones.
Shodashatmaka. Being the generator of these 16.
Sa,
He.
El.
Alan Krishishta. May decorate. Bhagavan. The personality of Godhead.
La personalidad de Dios.
Vachangshi. Statements.
Declaraciones.
May. Mine.
Mías.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who enlivens the materially created bodies of the elements by lying down within the universe, and who in his Purusha incarnation causes the living being to be subjected to the 16 divisions of material modes, which are his generator, be pleased to decorate my statements. Purport. Shukadeva Goswami, unlike a mundane man who is proud of his own capability, as a fully dependent devotee, invokes the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead so that his statements might be successful and so that they might be appreciated by the hearers. The devotee always thinks of himself as instrumental for anything successfully carried out, and he declines to take credit for anything done by himself. The godless atheist wants to take all credit for his activities without knowing that even a blade of grass cannot move without the sanction of the Supreme Spirit, the Personality of Godhead. Shukadeva Goswami therefore wants to move by the direction of the Supreme Lord who inspired Brahma to speak the Vedic wisdom. The truths described in the Vedic literatures are neither theories of mundane imagination, nor are they fictitious as the less intelligent class of men sometimes think. The Vedic truths are all perfect descriptions of the factual path without any mistake or illusion, and Shukadeva Goswami wants to present the truths of creation not as a metaphysical theory of philosophical speculation, but as the actual facts and figures of the subject, since he would be dictated by the Lord exactly to the same manner as Brahmaji was inspired. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, the Lord is himself the father of the Vedanta knowledge, and it is he only who knows the factual purport of the Vedanta philosophy. So there is no greater truth than the principles of religion mentioned in the Vedas. Such Vedic knowledge or religion is disseminated by authorities like Shukadeva Goswami because he is a humble devotional servitor of the Lord who has no desire to become a self-appointed interpreter without authority. That is the way of explaining Vedic knowledge, technically known as the Parampara system or descending process. The intelligent man can see that without mistake, that any material creation, either one's own body or a fruit or a flower, cannot beautifully grow up without the spiritual touch. The greatest intelligent man of the world or the greatest man of science can present everything very beautifully only insofar as the spirit life is there, or in so much as the spiritual touch is there. Therefore, the source of all truth is the Supreme Spirit and not gross matter, as it is ill-conceived by the gross materialist. We get information from the Vedic literature that the Lord himself, first of all, entered the vacuum of the material universe, and thus everything gradually developed one after another. Similarly, the Lord is situated as localized Paramatma in every individual being. Hence, everything is done by him very beautifully. The 16 principal creative elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, sky, and the 11 sense organs, first developed from the Lord himself and were thereby shared by the living entities. Thus, The material elements were created for the enjoyment of the living entities. Let's see. The beautiful arrangement behind all material manifestations is therefore made possible by the energy of the Lord, and the individual living entity can pray to the Lord only for its proper understanding. Since the Lord is the supreme entity, different from Shukadev Goswami, the prayer can be offered to him. The Lord helps the living entity to enjoy material creation, but he is aloof from such false enjoyment. Shukadev prays for the mercy of the Lord, not only for being helped personally in presenting the truth, but also for helping others to whom he would like to speak.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Barakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitam Vitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Shra.
So Shukadev Goswami, is thinking that on his own he is incompetent to explain the Bhagavatam.
Él cree que por él mismo es incompetente de poder explicar el
Bhagavatam. He must get the mercy of Krishna to be able to explain the Bhagavatam very nicely.
Él tiene que tener la misericordia de Krishna para poder explicar el Bhagavatam de buena manera.
So I was thinking, as I was reading that, if Shukadev Goswami is feeling incompetent,
entonces estaba pensando, bueno, Shukadev Goswami se siente incompetente.
Then what is my position?
Luego, ¿cuál es mi posición?
He is thinking he is incompetent. Then what is my position?
Si que él está sintiendo ser incompetente, luego, ¿cuál?
I'm nowhere. Absolutely nowhere.
Entonces estamos en nada, absolutamente en nada.
So I must beg even more, with even more intensity, I must beg Krishna. To please decorate my statements. To please bless me that I can speak something nicely. Something appropriate.
Algo apropiado.
That will properly glorify Krishna.
Que apropiadamente glorifica a Krishna.
It will please Srila Prabhupada.
De que complazca Srila Prabhupada.
And it will enliven all the devotees.
Y que pueda iluminar a todos los devotos.
Actually, this Krishna Katha, it is very enlivening.
En realidad, este Krishna Katha es muy,
as Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita.
Como Krishna explica en el Bhagavad Gita.
Chapter 10, text number 9.
Capítulo 10, texto 9.
Machchita mangata prana bodhyanta parasparam katayantaschamam nityam tashyante pravamanticha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me.
Los pensamientos de mis devotos puros moran en mí.
Their lives are fully surrendered unto me.
Sus vidas están plenamente consagradas a mí.
And they derive great satisfaction and bliss by enlightening one another and conversing about me. So how is it that one devotee can enlighten another devotee? What does it mean to become enlightened? To become enlightened means to become spiritually awakened.
Volverse iluminado significa volverse despertar.
To become enlightened means when the Krishna sun rises within your heart.
Volverse iluminado es cuando el sol de Krishna nace en tu corazón.
I don't know in Spanish, what is the word in Spanish for enlightened?
Iluminar.
Yeah, iluminar. So it is the same thing, light.
De la misma manera que la luz.
To become enlightened means you become full of light.
Iluminarse significa que tú te vuelves lleno de luz.
Before coming to Krishna consciousness, we were in the dark.
Estábamos en la oscuridad.
Yesterday I saw one picture of Indriyesha before he became a devotee.
Yo ayer vi una foto de Indriyesha antes de que se volviera un devoto.
He looked like a rakshasa.
Él parecía un rakshasa.
So full of darkness, you see.
Estaba tan lleno de oscuridad.
But now he's become a devotee, he's bright-faced, you see.
Y ahora él se ha vuelto un devoto y tiene la cara brillante.
So this is true of everyone, you see.
Y eso es verdad para todos.
Before coming to Krishna consciousness, we were very dark, in the dark.
Antes de venir a la conciencia de Krishna, estábamos en la oscuridad.
And now, coming to Krishna consciousness, we become bright-faced, you see.
Y ahora hemos venido a la conciencia de Krishna y se nos han vuelto brillantes nuestras caras.
So bright-faced, it is stated, the face of the index of the mind.
Entonces, esa cara brillante indica que la mente está brillante.
So if your face is bright,
si tu cara está brillante,
that means your mind is bright.
Significa que tu mente está brillante.
You can look at somebody's face and you can see where is their consciousness.
Tú puedes ver la cara de alguien y puedes ver cuál es la conciencia de él.
Are they in the mode of ignorance?
¿Está en la modalidad de ignorancia?
Are they in the mode of passion?
¿O está en la modalidad de la pasión?
Are they in the mode of goodness?
¿O está en la modalidad de la bondad?
Are they in transcendental goodness?
¿O está en la bondad transcendental?
These things can be visible in the face, you see.
Estas cosas pueden ser visibles en la cara.
So the devotees, they take great pleasure in talking about Krishna.
Entonces los devotos derivan gran placer hablando acerca de Krishna.
I remember when I was a young brahmachari.
Yo recuerdo cuando era un joven brahmachari.
I had one brahmachari friend, his name was Bhavabhuti Prabhu.
Yo tenía un amigo brahmachari y su nombre era Bhavabhuti Prabhu.
And Bhavabhuti Prabhu and I made an agreement with him, made a deal with each other.
Y con Bhavabhuti Prabhu nosotros hicimos un acuerdo entre nosotros.
That we would take during prasad time, we would sit together and we would talk about Krishna.
De que durante el prasad nosotros nos sentaríamos juntos y hablaríamos acerca de Krishna.
And it was very enlivening, actually.
Y era muy iluminador en realidad.
We would just talk about Krishna, you see.
Que simplemente nosotros nos sentábamos y hablábamos de Krishna.
No prajalpa, you see.
Sin prajalpa.
Just about Krishna.
Simplemente acerca de Krishna.
So if we can do this, if we can talk about Krishna,
entonces, si nosotros podemos hacer esto, si podemos hablar acerca de Krishna,
what will be the result?
¿Cuál va a ser el resultado?
Are the topics of Krishna and Krishna different or are they the same?
¿Son los tópicos de Krishna diferentes o son iguales a Krishna?
The topics of Krishna and Krishna, they are the same.
Los tópicos de Krishna y Krishna, ellos son lo mismo.
So if you are talking about Krishna,
entonces, si está hablando acerca de Krishna,
you are positively associating with Krishna.
Tú estás positivamente asociándote con Krishna.
And I ask you this.
Y yo te pregunto esto.
Is there anybody's association who is more wonderful than Krishna's association?
¿Hay alguna asociación que sea más maravillosa que la asociación de Krishna?
The supreme superstar.
La superestrella suprema.
Unlimited power.
Ilimitado poder.
Unlimited beauty.
Ilimitada belleza.
He's so good looking.
Él se luce tan bien.
Krishna is a feast for the eyes.
Krishna es una fiesta para los ojos.
He's so renounced.
Él es tan renunciado.
You may say renounced. What do you mean renounced? Dancing with all those girls in the forest at night, how you can say he's renounced?
Bailando con todas esas mujeres en la noche, ¿cómo puedes decir renunciado?
But it is confirmed by Grandfather Bhishma.
Pero es confirmado por el abuelo Bhishma.
You know the story of Grandfather Bhishma?
¿Ustedes conocen la historia del abuelo Bhishma?
He took a vow that he would never marry.
Él tomó un voto de que nunca se casaría.
Therefore he is called Dridhavrata.
Por lo tanto, él es llamado
Dridhavrata. One who is very firmly fixed in his vow, Dridhavrata.
Aquel que está muy firmemente fijo en su voto.
So, grandfather Bhishma, he's famous for being the greatest brahmachari.
Entonces, el abuelo Bhishma es muy famoso por haber sido el más grande brahmachari.
But in the Rajasuya sacrifice,
pero en el sacrificio Rajasuya,
grandfather Bhishma,
el abuelo Bhishma,
said, if I was with all those young girls in a beautiful night in the forest, I would have fallen down.
Dijo que si yo hubiera estado en ese bosque con todas esas niñas, yo me hubiera caído.
But Krishna didn't have any sex pleasure, you see. He didn't have sex life with those gopis.
Pero Krishna no tuvo sexo con esas gopis.
There was no pregnancy, no abortion.
No hubo embarazo, no hubo aborción.
So, Bhishma Dev, he said, therefore, Krishna, he is the greatest brahmachari.
Por lo tanto, Bhishma Deva dice, se dice que es el más grande, dice que él es el más grande de los brahmachari.
So, Krishna is the most powerful.
Entonces Krishna es el más poderoso.
Balang balabatang chaham. Krishna, that's text 11 in chapter 7.
Ese es el texto de Krishna, el 11.
Krishna says, I am the strength of the strong.
Yo soy, Krishna dice, yo soy la fuerza del fuerte.
That means even the strongest person.
Eso significa que incluso la persona más fuerte.
Their strength is not their strength.
Su fuerza no es su fuerza.
Their strength is Krishna.
Su fuerza es Krishna.
Therefore, Krishna is the most powerful.
Por lo tanto, Krishna es el más poderoso.
No one has any power in this world.
Nadie tiene poder en este mundo.
Or anywhere in the three worlds.
En ninguna parte del mundo.
Or anywhere throughout the totality of existence.
O en ninguna parte de la totalidad de la existencia.
Except what Krishna allots them.
Excepto porque Krishna lo aprueba.
Therefore, Krishna is the supreme powerful.
Por lo tanto, Krishna es el más poderoso.
What is the fourth item?
¿Cuáles son los cuatro ítems?
He's very knowledgeable.
Él es muy conocido, muy erudito.
Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjana vishani chabutani mangtu vedana kashchana. O Arjuna, I know everything that has happened in the past.
Oh, Arjuna, yo sé todo lo que pasó en el pasado.
I know everything that is going on right now at this very minute.
Yo sé todo lo que está pasando en este mismo momento.
And I know everything that will happen in the future.
Y yo sé todo lo que ocurrirá en el futuro.
I also know all living entities.
También conozco todas las entidades vivientes.
But me, nobody knows.
Pero a mí nadie me conoce.
So Krishna is the supreme knower also.
Entonces Krishna es el supremo conocedor.
What other opulence does he have?
¿Qué otra opulencia él tiene?
Muy, muy rico.
Muy rico.
He's very rich.
Muy rico.
There's nobody more wealthy than Krishna.
No hay nadie más rico.
Even Kuvera.
Incluso Kuvera.
The treasure of the demigods.
El tesorero de los semidioses.
Compared to Krishna.
Comparado con Krishna.
He's simply a beggar in the street.
Simplemente un
mendigo
en la calle.
There is no one as wealthy as Krishna. That is confirmed by the Lord Himself. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text 29, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. I own absolutely everything. Krishna is the proprietor of everything.
Krishna es el propietario de todo.
And what is the last item?
¿Y cuál es el último item?
Famous.
Fama.
Krishna is the most famous person.
Krishna es la persona más famosa.
Even in the material world.
Él viene del mundo material.
Bhagavad Gita is very famous.
Y el Bhagavad Gita es muy famoso.
It is known all over the world, Bhagavad Gita.
Es conocido en todo el mundo.
So Krishna is most famous person.
Entonces, Krishna es la persona más famosa.
So if you want to talk about Krishna,
entonces, usted quiere hablar acerca de Krishna,
there's so many things you can discuss.
Tienes tantas cosas que puede discutir.
I only mentioned the six opulences.
Yo solamente mencioné las seis opulencias.
But if you study the nectar devotion,
pues si tú estudias el néctar de la devoción,
there are these 64 qualities also.
Hay 64 cualidades ahí también.
So that gives you a total of 70 topics right there to talk about Krishna.
Entonces ahí te da una totalidad de 64, de 60, how much?
70. 70 different things you can, 70 different kinds of topics you can discuss about Krishna. And that's only the gunas, the qualities. We're not even talking about his pastimes yet. How many pastimes are there of Krishna? Anybody count how many there are? Did you count how many pastimes Krishna has?
¿Tú puedes contar cuánto pasatiempo de Krishna hay?
Prabhu, Mataji, if you were to count every grain of sand on every beach throughout the entire world,
si tú pudieras contar cada grano de la arena de cada playa entre todo el mundo,
that would be nothing compared to the unlimited pastimes of Krishna.
Eso no sería nada comparado con los pasatiempos ilimitados de Krishna.
What we read in the scripture,
lo que leemos en la escritura,
is an infinitesimal drop-like sample of the unlimited ocean of Krishna's pastimes.
Lo que leemos en la escritura es simplemente una muestra, una gota de muestra de lo que son los pasatiempos.
And his qualities also.
Y sus cualidades también.
The 64 qualities, the six opulences also. That is a little tiny sample.
Y las 64 opulencias. O sea, las 64 cualidades y las 6 opulencias también son una pequeña.
How many names does he have?
¿Cuántos nombres él tiene?
Unlimited.
Ilimitados.
How many different forms does he have?
¿Cuántas diferentes formas él tiene?
Unlimited.
Ilimitadas.
How many different devotees does he have?
Incluso cuántos devotees él tiene.
Everything about Krishna is unlimited.
Todo acerca de Krishna es ilimitado.
How many cowherd boyfriends does he have?
¿Cuántos amigos tiene?
Unlimited.
Ilimitado, vaqueritos.
So if you want to start talking about Krishna,
pero si tú quieres empezar a hablar de Krishna,
do you think you'll run out of things to say?
¿Tú crees que vas a llegar a no tener nada que decir?
There's no end to what you can say about Krishna.
No hay límite de lo que, de todo lo que puedes decir acerca de Krishna.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was publishing a daily newspaper.
Estaba publicando un nuevo diario.
Nadia Prakash.
Nadia Prakash.
So one politician, he came to visit him.
Entonces un político vino a visitarlo.
And he said, "How can you possibly publish a daily spiritual newspaper?"
Entonces, ¿cómo es posible que tú puedas publicar un diario? O sea, I mean,
how much can you say about God anyway? I mean, you know, what, how you can publish a daily newspaper about God? So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explained that this you and here we are, this little the vast, unlimited spiritual sky. He actually pointed out in this way.
En realidad lo explica de esta manera.
There is a vast, unlimited, there are unlimited planets.
Hay ilimitados planetas.
There's unlimited universes.
Hay ilimitados universos.
And in each planet there are so many countries.
Y hay tantos planetas y tantos países.
In each country there are so many cities.
Y en cada país hay tantas ciudades.
And in this one city there are so many newspapers, daily newspapers.
Y en esta ciudad hay tantos periódicos diarios.
In that little tiny speck of the vast, unlimited, total existence, there are so many newspapers.
Y en la totalidad suprema de todo el universo hay tanta cantidad de periódicos.
So what to speak if we want to glorify God who is has unlimited planets, unlimited universes.
Entonces, ¿qué hablar de que si queremos hablar de Dios que tiene ilimitados?
Then we can publish a newspaper every second, he said.
Luego de esa manera podemos publicar un periódico cada segundo.
So, therefore, there's no limit to glorifying Krishna.
Entonces, no hay límite para glorificar a Krishna.
In fact, we could declare, just as the sages of Naimisharanya,
en realidad, se declara como los sabios de Naimisharanya,
they said that now we will do a 1,000-year sacrifice to hold off the Kali Yuga. So we could say, all right, now here at the San Diego, the Santiago ISKCON Temple,
entonces, ahora vamos a hacer un sacrificio aquí en el Templo de Santiago.
We will have a 1,000-year Krishna Katha session.
Vamos a tener una sesión de 1,000 años de Krishna Katha.
We will spend 1,000 years talking about Krishna.
Vamos a ocupar 1,000 años aquí hablando de Krishna.
To hold off the influence of the Kali Yuga.
Para mitigar la influencia de Kali Yuga.
So do you think we run out of things to say after 1,000 years of talking about Krishna?
Entonces ustedes creen que si que hiciéramos eso tendríamos algo más que decir después de 1,000 años hablando de Krishna?
No. 1,000 years, we could hardly even begin to talk about Krishna in 1,000 years.
Claro, no. Después de eso tendríamos 1,000 años sería recién un comienzo para empezar a hablar de Krishna.
Even if we just wanted to talk about his lotus feet.
Incluso si nosotros queremos hablar solo acerca de sus pies.
We can go on for millions and billions of years.
Podríamos ir por millones y millones de años.
What to speak about his lotus navel?
Que hablar acerca de su ombligo de loto.
His lotus hands.
De sus manos de loto.
His lotus face.
De su cara de loto.
Or his lotus eyes.
O de sus ojos de loto.
There's no limit to what you can talk about Krishna.
No hay límite de la manera que tú puedes hablar de Krishna.
But I have to catch a plane tonight.
What?
But tonight I have to catch a plane to Los Angeles.
Pero hoy día tengo que tomar un avión a Los Ángeles.
So I think we better stop.
Así que creo que vamos a
tener. I have to get ready for the flight.
Para prepararme para el vuelo.
But I can ask if there's any questions.
Pero puedo preguntar si hay preguntas.
Yes, Prabhu.
Sí, tengo una duda porque estaba leyendo de lo, como dice Maharaj, lo ilimitado que es Krishna en todos sentidos.
That I have a question because I'm actually reading how Krishna is unlimited.
All senses. Y mi pregunta es si leí cómo Krishna se manifiesta o se expande cada vez que un niño, por ejemplo, puede estar en un servicio personal.
So I've read how Krishna expands himself.
Mm-hmm. Y mi pregunta es si Simhato Darayan también tiene esa cualidad de expandirse cada vez que alguna persona que se presta a un servicio personal a él, porque hay
muchas. My question is that Radharani also may expand herself in order to receive service from many.
In order to do what?
To receive service from many people. She expands.
To receive service?
She expands in order to receive service from different
devotees.
Does Radharani also expand herself?
She Radharani también se expande.
Well, just as Krishna can expand to unlimited forms, Radharani can also expand to satisfy Krishna in his unlimited form. She can also be expanded into millions of forms.
Bueno, tal como Krishna se puede expandir de muchas maneras, Radharani también se puede expandir de ilimitadas maneras.
Any other question?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Yeah.
Hay diferentes tópicos que se pueden hablar acerca de Krishna, ¿no? Hay tópicos que son más, podríamos decir, más básicos, o que son, ¿sí? Y otros tópicos que son más confidenciales, ¿no?
There are two types of topics about Krishna. One that we may call confidential, and the other are more basic.
Ahora el tema es, por ejemplo, Prabhupada dice en el Krishna Bhagavan, habla acerca de que para uno purificarse la lujuria tiene que leer el Rasa Lila, ¿no? Los pasatiempos de Krishna con las gopis.
Yeah.
Entonces la pregunta es. Pero por otro lado se dice que eso también es confidencial. Entonces, ¿cómo es el asunto? Porque no es llegar y leer eso, hay que tener un nivel, digamos, espiritual para poder leer eso. Pero si uno tiene lujuria, no tiene el nivel. Entonces, ¿cómo es aparente contradicción?
Puede ser la pregunta como si que esos temas de raza libre son confidenciales o no al final.
Sí, pero hay que explicar lo que yo te expliqué, de que Prabhupada dice que la lujuria es, para purificarse la lujuria, hay que leer esos pasatiempos.
Pero también se entiende la salida,
¿cuánto es la pregunta?
Esa es. Sí. ¿Cómo se entiende esa contradicción? Aparente contradicción.
Okay. That in one hand we know that we should read Krishna's lila in order to give up or to to give up rasa lila in order to deal with lust,
purify
our lust, and in the other hand we know that rasa lila are very confidential.
So what's the question?
How to understand that apparent contradiction?
Well, how do you balance it?
No, how can we understand that apparent contradiction?
Sí, porque una persona que tiene lujuria no puede tampoco no está en un estado para leer eso.
Because someone who has lust is in not in a state to read that.
If you will read Rasa Lila, if you will understand Rasa Lila,
si tú vas a entender Rasa Lila
within the context of the basic teachings of Bhagavad Gita and the first 9 cantos of the Bhagavatam,
dentro del contexto de el Bhagavad Gita y de los del capítulo 9 del Bhagavatam hasta el capítulo 9,
then your meditating on Rasa Lila will free you from lust.
Entonces tú vas a meditar en Rasa Lila libre de lujuria.
But if you try to understand Rasa Lila ignoring the Bhagavad Gita and the first 9 cantos of the Bhagavatam,
pero si tú tratas de leer Rasa Lila ignorando el Bhagavad Gita y los 9 primeros cantos,
it will increase your lust.
Te va a incrementar tu lujuria.
Therefore we study the first 9 cantos and we study Bhagavad Gita.
Por lo tanto nosotros estudiamos los primeros 9 cantos y el Bhagavad Gita.
Therefore we can meditate on Rasa Lila and become purified.
De manera que podamos entender el Rasa Lila y volvernos purificados.
What's the most wonderful prasadam?
¿Cuál es el prasadam más maravilloso?
Gulab jamuns.
Gulab jamuns.
If you eat only gulab jamuns, though, will you be healthy?
Si tú comes solamente gulab jamuns, ¿te sentirás saludable?
You'll be sick, you see. So, to properly relish gulab jamun, you must have rice, dal, chapati, like that.
Entonces, para apropiadamente disfrutar gulab jamun, tienes que tener arroz, dal, chapati.
And then you can really relish gulab jamun, you see.
Pero tú realmente puedes disfrutar las gulab jamun.
So, Rasa Lila, that is gulab jamun.
Se Rasa Lila, eso es gulab jamun.
And Bhagavad Gita in the first 9 cantos, that's your rice, dal, chapati, sabji.
Entonces, Bhagavad Gita en los primeros 9 cantos, eso es tu arroz, dal y chapati.
But it should be done only in under the disciplic succession and from the pure devotee, not from some scholar.
Yes, that's true. She asked, studying, proper study means of confidential pastime?
Everything, like if you hear this pastime, it should be studied under the guidance of a disciplic succession.
Confidential pastimes.
Confidential and all the 9 cantos and everything. If you want years from not a disciplic succession and professional people, they are not going to get the proper message.
Translate the question.
Guru Mataji
dice.
There are
so many translations.
He translated it already in Spanish?
Yeah.
Okay. You?
Dice,
all right.
Dice que Guru Mataji dice que este entendimiento, el conocimiento, debiera ser entendido bajo la guía o bajo la sucesión de bajo la cadena de sucesión discipular y no de una manera como profesional.
So we must hear the confidential and non-confidential topics of Krishna through the disciplic succession.
Entonces deberíamos escuchar los temas confidenciales y no confidenciales a través de la cadena de sucesión discipular.
Otherwise, it will become a disturbance.
De otra manera, se va a volver una perturbación.
This is confirmed by Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada.
Esto es confirmado por Rupa Goswami,
Prabhupada. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
El Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
1-2-101. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Viding Vina Aikantaki Hirir Bhaktir Utpatta Yaiva Kalpate. Devotional service performed without reference to the Shruti, Smriti, Pancharatras, etc. is mere sentimentalism and is nothing but a disturbance of the human society.
El servicio devocional que ignora al Pancharatra y todos los smritis es simplemente sentimentalismo y una perturbación en la sociedad.
So we have to hear the authorized explanations from the acharyas in the disciplic succession.
Entonces debemos escuchar a las autoridades que vienen de la cadena de sucesión discipular.
That's how we will get the proper understanding.
Así es como obtendremos el entendimiento correcto.
If we hear from the professional reciters,
si escuchamos de los recitadores
profesionales, or the sahajas,
o los sahajiyas,
or the mental speculators,
o los especuladores,
the impersonalists,
los impersonalistas,
then such hearing will spoil us.
Entonces ese conocimiento nos va a estropear.
It will be poisonous.
Será venenoso.
We must hear from the authorized acharyas.
Debemos escuchar de los acharyas autorizados.
Krishna confirms. That's how we understand.
Krishna lo confirma, así como
evam parampara praptam mimam rajasyo vidu. It is understood through disciplic succession.
Esto es entendido por cadena de sucesión discipular.
One who tries to understand outside of the disciplic succession, he will never understand.
Si alguien intenta entenderlo fuera de la cadena de sucesión discipular,
he will get misunderstanding.
Incluso puede malentenderlo.
He will not be able to become realized in Krishna consciousness.
Él no va a poder ser capaz de volverse realizado en conciencia de Krishna.
Any other questions? Wow. Let me decide who I'm going to recognize. I'll recognize him.
Are only the remnants of a pure devotee that we should eat, or we should also eat the remnants of any bhakta?
We should only read from the pure devotees and those who write in the line of the pure devotees.
Remnants of food.
Yes.
Okay. Philosophical remnants, I've been thinking. the food remnants.
Pure devotees' remnants should be taken only, or anybody's?
Yes.
Well, if any advanced devotees' remnants are actually very beneficial.
Bueno, en realidad cualquier remanente de un devoto avanzado son muy beneficiosos.
By taking a devotee's remnants, whatever advancement they have, you also get them.
Por tomar los remanentes de un devoto avanzado, cualquier avance que ellos tengan, también se te.
So any advanced devotee, you can take their remnants. It's very good to do.
Entonces, de cualquier devoto avanzado, tú puedes tomar remanentes. Okay.
All right, now you.
Una persona, si recibe un libro de Prabhupada, por ejemplo, el Bhagavad Gita de Srila Prabhupada, en la calle, y no tiene ningún contacto con los devotos, ni siquiera devotos, pero recibe el libro de Bhagavad Gita y lee el Bhagavad Gita, lee los comentarios de Prabhupada en ese Bhagavad Gita, está recibiendo el conocimiento a través de la cadena discipular.
Anyone who takes Srila Prabhupada's books, like a Bhagavad Gita in the street, is he receiving the knowledge through disciples' succession?
Yes. Prabhupada is coming in disciplic succession.
Sí, porque Prabhupada viene de la sucesión.
If you read Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, you are getting the knowledge through disciplic succession.
Si tú lees el Bhagavad Gita tal como es, tú estarás recibiendo el conocimiento a través de la sucesión discipular.
Question, no? Right back there.
So he's asking if one cannot realize his Swarup in this very lifetime, if someone cannot realize his Swarup.
Yeah.
In this lifetime.
What's the question?
Can he go to the spiritual world?
Yes.
See.
You don't have to realize your Swarup to go back to Godhead. If you can simply understand that I am the eternal servant of my spiritual master, and you're fully dedicated to serving his instructions, that realization is as good as Swarup Siddhi. There's a question here.
¿Cómo fue lo último? ¿Cómo fue la pregunta? ¿En qué medida?
¿En qué nivel del servicio personal se cambia la lujuria?
Se elimina
la lujuria. Okay.
Se transforma en la
lujuria. When we come in contact with Krishna consciousness, we are like very lusty, but gradually we are changing our lust into spiritual. So in what point we have changed all that lust into love, spiritual or love.
Bhava.
In Bhava.
When you get to the Bhava stage, then you're completely free of all the tinges of the mind.
Entonces, en la plataforma de Bhava, tú estás completamente libre de cualquier pizca de lujuria.
Una pregunta. Cuando uno ve que un devoto pertenece a ISKCON toda su vida, hasta la muerte, ¿puedes ir traduciendo para esto? Que es específica la pregunta, tienes que ir traduciendo. Okay.
When someone belongs to ISKCON, his whole life,
que ese devoto nunca ha roto sus principios,
and that devotee have never broken principles,
ha seguido toda su vida, o sea, siguió la instrucción de Prabhupada, digamos.
He has followed the Prabhupada's instruction his whole life.
Pero comienza a hablar de tópicos que son más confidenciales, ¿no?
But he starts speaking about topics that are more confidential.
¿Podemos tildar ese devoto? ¿Podemos al tiro decir en un sahaya?
Can we immediately say or state that he's a sahaya?
O tenemos que primero, o sea, porque yo entiendo que sahaya se refiere al devoto que rompe, o sea, no al devoto, al sentimentalista que rompe principios, que lleva una vida paralela, o sea, ni siquiera sigue un principio. Y aparenta éxtasis, siendo que está lleno de deseos materiales.
Sí, ya, esto lo sabemos, sí. Entonces,
okay. Por eso, entonces, como, por ejemplo, en el caso de Indra Prabhu, ¿no es cierto?
Bien.
Que es un devoto incluso reconocido por Yayapataka Swami, Guru de ISKCON, que lo han glorificado después de su muerte, ¿no? Tú puedes decir eso.
And the case of Indra Prabhu, who is a recognized devotee by Yayapataka Swami, glorified devotee. Okay. By Yayapataka Swami and other gurus.
¿Podemos decir que él es un sahaya? Porque habló
can we say he's a sahaya because he has spoken about this confidential topic?
No, speaking about confidential subject matters doesn't make one a sahaja.
No, hablar de temas confidenciales no lo hace uno un sahaya.
Amongst advanced devotees, there's one who speaks so many confidential subjects.
Entre los devotos se pueden hablar muchos temas confidenciales.
That is not the meaning of sahaja, to speak confidential topics. That's not the meaning of sahaja.
El hablar temas confidenciales no significa que sea sahajivo.
Sahaja means when one imagines oneself to be on a higher plane of consciousness than one actually is. That's sahaja.
Sahaja significa actuar como en un plano más elevado del cuál en realidad él está.
That now I am beyond the rules and regulations of sadhana, I will simply do raganuga.
De que ahora yo estoy más allá de los principios de regulaciones y estoy en raganuga.
That is sahaja.
Eso es sahaja.
Because even those who have achieved the raganuga stage, they still perform sadhana bhakti just like an ordinary bhakta.
Porque incluso aquellos que han alcanzado la plataforma de Raganuga, ellos aún se comportan como un...
Someone says, now I will abandon sadhana because I'm on a higher level. That's sahajism. Prabhupada clearly states in the Nectar Devotion that the even those who realize the spontaneous love, they still act as a sadhana devotee.
Prabhupada lo explica detalladamente en el Bhakti Rasamrita, diciendo que aquel que ha alcanzado amor espontáneo igual se comporta como un sadhana de oro.
So sahaja means someone who imagines that I've achieved spontaneous love.
Sahaja significa aquel que imagina que ha alcanzado amor espontáneo.
When they factually haven't gotten there yet, but they're imagining that they're there. They think they're more advanced than they really are. That's sahaja.
Ahora él dijo algo en tema relacionado con la instrucción, que si uno sigue la instrucción del maestro espiritual, uno puede llegar al mundo espiritual, pero las instrucciones también van cambiando de acuerdo al nivel de avance del devoto, ¿no? Entonces la pregunta sería, si en todos los casos tu maestro espiritual está, digamos, cualificado para llevarte a la máxima perfección, ¿no? En todos los casos, porque la instrucción va cambiando, ¿no? O sea, lo que quiero decir, un devoto que Sadhana Bhakti, por ejemplo, está en esa etapa, puede tener un tipo de instrucción, pero si ese devoto va avanzando más y necesita más, y su maestro espiritual no se lo puede dar, porque él no es lo suficientemente avanzado para dárselo, ¿qué tiene que hacer ese discípulo? Te pongo un caso hipotético, ¿no?
Because you spoke also that someone who strictly follows the order of his spiritual master can go to...
Huh?
Because you were speaking that someone who strictly follows the orders of the spiritual master, he can get the goal.
Oh, yes, of course.
So, but the instructions are changing, he says.
No, Prabhupada's instructions did not change.
No,
depende del avance espiritual.
According to the advancement of the disciple.
Cuando uno es niño te dicen 2 más 2 es 4, pero cuando uno es más adulto, la instrucción, te van dando instrucciones más.
Prabhupada's instructions don't, are in his books, they don't change.
Las instrucciones de Prabhupada están en estos libros, no cambian.
Si hablamos de las instrucciones específicas que te da el guru, ¿no? El guru, tu guru iniciador, Diksha.
No, sí.
Por eso, explícale esa parte.
Specific instructions. Specific instructions.
Even for one who is even for a neophyte devotee, Prabhupada would sometimes even say, "Now you do this, now you do that. You need this, you do that." That's specific service, but the basic tenets of bhakti remain the same. Whether you're a pujari on the altar or you're out a book distributor on the street, the basic tenets of bhakti yoga are the same for the pujari or the preacher. One's service may change, but the basic principles of bhakti yoga remain always the same.
El servicio puede ser distinto, pero los puntos esenciales del bhakti yoga permanecen siendo los mismos.
Even if one achieves the, you know, becomes on the prema platform, he's actually living in the spiritual world within his heart.
Incluso alguien que llega a la plataforma de prema, él está y que tiene corazón.
Even if he's seeing Krishna at every minute and having constant reciprocation with Krishna.
Incluso está viendo a Krishna cada minuto y teniendo una
conciencia. Is a fully realized Swarup Siddha.
Es una persona
devotee. Still he will act externally as a sadhana bhakta.
Aún él va a actuar externamente como un sadhana bhakti.
Depende if he's acharya, no? If no acharya.
This is what Prabhupada says.
No, Prabhupada,
esto es lo que Prabhupada dice.
If he's not acharya, for example, he's Vayananandi o ocupa otra posición. Explícale, ocupa otra posición dentro Si un Vayananandi, por ejemplo, si es Vayananandi, don't need to act like Acharya, for example. No? No, he do.
So what is...
But if he's a Vayananandi, he doesn't need to act like a...
Vajananandi is not in our line, Prabhu.
Acharya is one position, no?
That is not our line. No, I want to answer.
Then the answer. No, no está linea, Prabhu.
Example is Lord Kishore Das Babaji. He was Vajananandi, he was...
Let me answer it.
Yes. He can accept.
We are not... Our... According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one should follow the founder Acharya. Someone who is coming to this to our movement, Krishna Kanya's movement, ISKCON. They are under the founder Acharya Srila
Prabhupada.
We are a Goshtiyanandi line, not Bhajananandi line. It is our duty to follow the Goshtiyanandi
marg.
Because that is our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So it's not that someone can opt to be a Bhajananandi within ISKCON. That I will not preach, I will not distribute books. I will simply do bhajan. That option is not there. Prabhupada, some devotees wanted to do that. One devotee went to live at Radhakund. I will be Bhajananandi at Radhakund. Prabhupada said, he is not living in Radhakund, he is in Narakund, he is in hell.
For that devotee, but some devotee, the nature, for some devotee is different, no? Different nature. Depends. For example,
Bhajananandi is not an option.
Different nature.
Bhajananandi, no.
It's not an option.
No,
it's not an option in Prabhupada's movement. It is not an option in Prabhupada's movement that I will not participate in these preaching activities of this movement. It is not an option. We have our instructions from Srila
Prabhupada.
You can't deviate from the founder Acharya. If you deviate, you're not part of it. You're somewhere else. If you want to represent Srila Prabhupada, you have to follow his instructions. And we are definitely a Goshtiyanandi Marg, we are not Bhajananandi Marg.
Very few devotees sometimes has that nature, no? For
example, you show me where Prabhupada authorized Bhajananandi. Show me in the books where he's told us we can be Bhajananandis. You show me in the books.
No, I know cases in Bhakti Siddhanta disciple, for example, Krishna Das Babaji, no? That's not ISKCON.
That's not ISKCON.
Yes, I know.
We are the ISKCON. We are under the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. This is a bhajan. This is not a Bhajananandi movement. This is Goshtiyanandi movement.
Okay. I say you, very few devotees sometimes has that nature. What is the problem?
Then you have to learn how to preach. You have to come out of your Bhajananandi nature and learn how to preach. Because that's the order of Prabhupada. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, what kind of rascal are you that you want to be a Bhajananandi? You know that bhajan? He said, what kind of rascal are you that you want to be a Bhajananandi? So don't bring in this stuff. This is not our line from Bhakti Siddhanta and Srila Prabhupada. Don't bring this stuff here. Any other questions? Okay.
Maharaj explicaba cómo el bhakti, cómo el bhakti va siendo progresivo, ¿no? Desde Sraba hasta Prema. Mi pregunta es que yo he leído un libro de Kadambini explica que la etapa de vista, en que ya la mente uno se pone fijo en el servicio emocional, no depende de uno, sino depende de Cristo. Que te da esa opción de que tú puedas estar como dedicado a tiempo completo, 24 horas al día, sin que la mente te moleste. Es así, ¿cómo uno puede hacer para que Cristo bueno, acepte y lo bendiga para uno dedicarse 24 horas al día y que la mente no sea un problema?
You were speaking about the 9 stages of devotional service, and that she's asking that because the last stage is not up to us to get it. It's up to Krishna to give us.
Yeah.
So how can we get that stage?
Beg and beg.
Ora. Your blessings.
All blessings. Okay. All right. Our time has run out, and we have some. The Mahavishad. You wanted some mercy. Here's some mercy. Radharamadar's mercy. This Vishad will bestow prema. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.